Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Magnolia Public Schools Regular Board of Directors meetings. My name is Jennifer Lara. I'm the Executive Assistant and Board Secretary at Magnolia Public Schools. Before we begin, a couple of reminders. First, this meeting is being recorded. Second, if you're a member of the public and you wish to make a comment during the public comment section of this meeting, you're more than welcome to state your name if it is something that you feel uncomfortable in doing so. You do not have to state your name. However, as a reminder to our board and staff, as always, please state your name before giving your question or your comment. And with that, we'll commence tonight's Board of Directors meetings. The day is Thursday, December 16, 2021, and the time is 6:09 p.m. With that, Mr. Mohammadov, may you please call the meeting to order.
Yes, hello everyone. I would like to call the Magnolia Public Schools regular board meeting to order. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mohammadov. With that, I'll take roll call. Ms. Covarrubias? Dr. Yapano?
Here.
Thank you. Dr. Dikbush? Oh, thank you. Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. Since you're having technical difficulties, I know you'll be using the chat. So for minutes purposes, you marked yourself present on the chat. Now, once again, Dr. Dikbush? Ms. Gonzalez? Mr. Mohammadov?
Yeah.
Thank you to our board members. We have quorum to continue tonight's meeting. Next, we'll move on to the approval of agenda. The motion is to approve the agenda as presented. Would a board member like to move the motion?
I'll move, Mekhan.
Thank you, Mr. Mohammadov. Is there a second? Second motion to approve the agenda. Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias, for putting second on the chat. I'll take roll call vote. Ms. Covarrubias? Thank you for saying yes on the chat. Dr. Yapano?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Mohammadov.
Yes.
Thank you to our board members. The agenda has been approved as presented. Next, we'll move on to public comments. As a reminder, you're given 3 minutes to state your comments. 6 minutes of translation is needed. At this time, if there's someone in the public that would like to make a public comment, you may unmute yourself now. Perfect. If there's no public comments, we'll move forward next with the announcements from the CEO and superintendent and board members. I'll turn this over to Mr. Rubalcaba.
Thank you, Jen. Good evening, board members, Magnolia staff, Magnolia family and community. Alfredo Rubalcaba, CEO, Superintendent, Magnolia Public Schools. At this time, I hope all of you are well as we wrap up the first year of semester. Our schools are finalizing finals and doing many things with students and staff as we get ready for the winter break. So very positive across the schools. So besides that, no further updates from me. Back to you, Jen.
Thank you, Mr. Rubalcaba. With that, is there any announcements that our board members would like to make at this time? Perfect. If not, we'll move forward next at the closed session. So at this time, I ask Mr. Mohammadov if you may please announce the closed session items.
Yes, Jen. Just 1 minute. Yes, I'd like to announce closed session items, public employment item, and anticipated initiation of education per code 54956.91 case.
Thank you, Mr. Mohammadov. With that, for those that need to join the closed session, the room has been open now. For those that will be waiting in open session, closed session time is around 25 minutes. I'll update everyone in the chat, but for now you can turn off your mics and your cameras and we'll wait. Thank you. With that, hello everyone, welcome back to open session. The time is 6:24 p.m. And with that, Mr. Mohammadov, may you please report out of closed session.
Yes, board and the staff discussed two items in a public employment matter and a potential litigation, and board directed staff to take actions accordingly.
Thank you for that, Mr. Mohamedov. And with that, we'll move on with the agenda next with action items, starting with 3A, approval of educator effectiveness block grant plans for all MPS. This will be presented by Mr. Ilmaz, our Chief Accountability Officer. Mr. Ilmaz.
Good evening, dear board members, colleagues, and community members out there. This is David Ilmaz, the Chief Accountability Officer. We brought this item to the board last week as a public hearing item for this grant that we are receiving about $835,000. We presented the board with the plan from each school. Two principals presented. We got community feedback. As you might remember, the grant is mostly used for coaching of new teachers or inexperienced teachers, mostly, or for supporting teachers for their credentialing needs, PLITSA, and other professional development at the school sites. This plan is not going to be submitted to the authorizer or the state. We're going to keep it, put it on our website. Schools have 5 years to spend it. We may make changes to it depending on needs. It's awesome. The schools are happy. They know what to do. At the last meeting, board member Korobias gave a great feedback. I mean, it was a question about how we are going to monitor the effectiveness of the coaching. That was a great question. We took it back to the academic team. The academic team started working on expectations from the coach and how the whole system is going to work. We are working on a platform to see, to maintain all coaching documents and that process. So that's work in progress. So, it's all good. So I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have. So this is an action item. So that's about it.
Thank you, Mr. Ilmaz. With that, is there any questions or comments from the members of the public?
If not, I want to thank Dr. Polat a lot with his support of the school teams. Is there anything you would like to add, Dr. Polat? Or
no, thank you, Mr. Ilmaz.
Sorry, Jen.
No worries. Alrighty. And since there were no public comments or questions, board members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item? Perfect. If not, the motion is for the board to approve the educator effectiveness block grant plans for all MPS. Would a board member like to move the motion?
I'll move, Mekhan.
Thank you, Mr. Thank you, Dr. Yabano. I'll take roll call vote. Ms. Covarrubias? Thank you for your yes vote on the chat. Dr. Yabano?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Thank you to our board members. The motion carries with unanimous approval. Next, we'll move on to action item 3B, approval of fiscal benchmarks for Magnolia Science Academy 4, 6, 7, and 8. This will be presented by Mr. Bood Raja. Please let me know if I didn't pronounce that right, our Chief Financial Officer.
Thank you, Jen. That is correct. It's Bood Raja, so I appreciate the that. So what I'll do is I'll just kind of briefly give you some context as to this this item. These were fiscal benchmarks that were brought forth back in 2018, so it's been about 3 years now. The district had made some recommendations on having to strengthen some internal controls within the organization, and I'll sort of touch on each one briefly, and I'll give you sort of a summary on what we've done to make corrective actions per recommendations. And so these fiscal benchmarks include AP, which is accounts payable, the way in which we code specific transactions, bank reconciliations, account cards, ACH, and then reimbursements, and finally the systems that we use. And so I'll just kind of touch on each one briefly just to give you some context. So the first one I'll start with is the AP accounts payable. We've integrated into a system that helps our vendors get paid in a timely manner. And it also helps us internally in terms of providing the appropriate backup documentation to make sure that the accounts payable system is working smoothly. We know the transactions that are coming in. We have all the sufficient information to process the payment, and that's done through Schoolability. So that one was implemented. The coding, this one I particularly am interested in because I think it's important that we classify our transactions properly so that we have a good understanding of how we're paying for things, and we're making sure that things are paid out of the correct account, and we're able to better track both revenues and our expenditures. And so this is something we've also implemented, and we're continuing to improve upon that because, as we all know, there's various different funding streams that come in. So it's very helpful to be able to track those funding streams and be able to track the expenses that are associated with it. Additionally, bank reconciliations, we've been working with the site principals regularly, I want to say monthly, and it'll be actually, it'll continue to be on a regular basis to make sure that the site principals are aware of internal control policies, things such as making deposits to the bank on a regular basis, and making sure that we don't have, you know, any significant amounts of cash, you know, being kept where it could be potentially a bad thing for the site. So we want to make sure that things are done properly and that they're using the appropriate systems to make their deposits, which they are. And so that one also is implemented. The issue of cards, we have basically a very limited number of account cards that we use. And so we look at our statement, make sure that we have the sufficient backup documentation, and we pay the credit cards on time to make sure that we don't incur any costs associated with interest or fees or things like that. So we're being good stewards of the district's resources in that manner. And obviously this one has been implemented as well. And as well as the ACH, looking at transfers that come in, and those are things that I approve. And then also staff here in the finance department looks at and approves on a regular basis to make sure that the transactions are appropriate and there is sufficient backup to go with it. Finally, the last two things, there was a question that came up about the financial systems. Now, we were using three separate financial systems at one time. That has been consolidated into two. We have one that basically is our general ledger system, and that handles the accounts payable, general ledger, accounts receivable, things like that. And we use Schoolability for that. And then we have a separate system known as Paycom, and we use that to process payments for our staff. This includes, you know, compensation, any benefits, and it handles all the deductions, including Medicare, Social Security, PERSTRS, all of that sort of thing. So we've got two separate systems that track. They are, we are able to help integrate them to one another so that we have a good, clean general ledger and that we don't have any potential issues. So we've worked on getting that reduced from three to two systems, and it seems to be working well. And so we want to be able to keep that. And finally, the last thing was to report out these benchmarks, which we're at a public board meeting, which we are doing right now. And we're basically, you know, letting the public know that these were the items that were noted under the fiscal benchmarks, and that we've made significant progress into addressing the issues. And all of these issues have now been implemented. And so we're continuing to help ensure that we have good, smooth processes moving forward, and we minimize any potential internal control issues that may occur in the future. And so with that, that's what I have for fiscal benchmarks. Are there any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Mudraja. Is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, board members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item? Perfect. Perfect. If there's no questions or comments, the motion is for the Board of Directors to approve the proposed actions and next steps to be taken by MPS as recommended by LAUSD oversight staff. With that, would a board member like to move the motion?
So moved, Yapano.
Seconded.
Thank you, Dr. Yapano. Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. I'll take roll call vote. Ms. Covarrubias? Thank you for your yes vote on the chat. Dr. Yapano?
Yes.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mohamedov.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Thank you to our board members. The motion carries with unanimous approval. And that concludes all of our items for tonight's meeting. At this moment, I ask Mr. Mohamedov if you may please adjourn the meeting. The time is 6:35 p.m.
I would like to adjourn the regular Magnolia Public Schools board meeting tonight. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great night.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.